Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Few enemies. If I could get my microphone on, that would be fantastic. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, folks. Just having a little bit of a technical issue right now, but we got it fixed there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to jump online at any time, please jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're on social media platforms, you can already see that. If not, go over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. As well, friends, again, on the right side of the page, you will find two different platforms, Tim Brown's morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or my afternoon show. Again, welcome to the show. Wanted to let you know that there's 10 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Put that up against John 844. Consider the source, friends. They are corporately owned. They are controlled by the CIA. We have all the information. It's called, as they say, the Mockingbird CIA-controlled media. And we've known this for decades in this country, friends. And that's why you're getting a one-sided narrative continuously. Also, when you get a moment, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com or right up on the left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com as well, up on the left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. And we're going to hold to the Word of God. We're commanded by the Lord to go back to the old paths, and we're to avoid the new paths. Jeremiah 6:16, against that, found in the book of Proverbs. And again, friends, we need to hold to the old paths because the new thing just isn't working out. Let me put it this way, friends. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then just simply get back to God's 10. I mean, for goodness sake, Americans, every state preamble acknowledges God. That's the first thing that acknowledges concerning the God of the Mosaic Institution. I mean, after all, we are based on the Mosaic Institution called common law, and we are a Christian nation. And if you don't like that, well, we can buy you a one-way ticket of your nation of choice, but I said a one-way ticket. So we got much to cover here, friends, and what we're going to be talking about is the mainstream media would have you believe that all of these people out there, friends, they're dying from natural causes. Natural causes, really? Well, I'm going to get to the point, friends, where you're going to understand that it's not natural causes at all. As a matter of fact, if you're on social media platforms, go ahead and check this out. Look at all of these people dying. Celebrity deaths 2021, all the actors, singers, and more we lost this year. Does anybody think it's kind of odd? I mean, we got Jeff LaBar, the guitar player from Cinderella. We got Charles Robinson, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. He's another one that died. Dilip Kumar, Robert Downey Jr., or I'm sorry, Senior, forgive me. Robert Downey Sr., he died. Notice they're older people, but we got the younger people, too. Now, this is the problem that they're going to have, because you can go ahead and say that all of these old people died from natural causes. But what's interesting is the parallel. Didn't they just get their shots? Oh, my goodness. There's the salt on your tongue. We have Suzanne Douglas, who just died. William Smith, Richard Donner, Daniel Michelson, Stuart Damon. former singer for Skid Row. Oh, my goodness. Gift of Gab. Clarence Williams III. This is just insanity. Why are all of these people dying off? And we're being told that they're dying from natural causes. Gavin McLeod. In some cases, they are dying from natural causes. I don't want you to put words into my mouth or misconstrue my intent here. BJ Thomas died this year. Who else do we got in there? Robert Hogan, he died this year. Kevin Clark, he was a young man. Oh, that's where they're going to have problems. Lois DeBanzi, she died. We have Samuel Wright, who died, Mark York, and those that have survived, by the way, the jab, as they call it, the experimental jab, these injections taking place, is what is that of Eric Clapton. He's out there warning people. Did you know that Metallica is denouncing the narrative? Because I think people are finally starting to understand that they are under attack. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. We have Lloyd Price, who just died. Oh, my goodness. We have Tanya Kitian, Olympia Dukakis. Look at them all. They're just all dying off. What a coincidence they would have us believe. What a coincidence, man. A lot of these people I've never even heard of before. But this is insane. How are they dying? Is these some of the predictions that are now coming to pass? Concerning the warnings coming from doctors concerning those that received the jab? What are they going to do in 3 to 6 months to a year when all these people start dying off? How are they going to cover it up? Well, the same way that they concealed the information exposing the corruption going on in what you're seeing today, in which you are subject today on so many different turns in different ways. Here we have George Segal. He died. Reggie Warren. He died. Oh, my goodness, folks. I am going on. Rush Limbaugh. That was cancer. Larry Flint. Oh, that creep. He's gone now. Remember him? Hustler founder. Yeah. Christopher Plummer. Larry King's dead, too. You know that one, right? Dustin Diamond. He's dead. Sophie is on. She's dead. Miss Tyson, she's dead. Cloris Leachman, she's dead. Oh, my goodness. Hal Holbrook, he died. Again, Larry King, he's gone. Sung Yu Jung, she's gone. Oh, my goodness. Hank Aaron's gone. What do they all have in common, friends? At least a good majority of them. Myra Furlan, she's gone. Randy Parton, huh. Baby CEO Jonathan Brown, he's dead. Harry Brandt. How are they going to cover all of this up, friends? I don't know, but they're doing their best to do so. And again, friends, the list goes on. I'm continuously scrolling for the last 3 minutes showing you the people that have died just this year. Isn't this a coincidence? Nope, they would have you believe it to be a coincidence. We're going to cover that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're going to get to more of this in just a couple of minutes, friends. Again, this is Tim Brown, show host of the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, just sent me this list of all the people that have passed away. And I said it's interesting because the older people, they can go ahead and hide behind the fact that they died of natural causes, but not the younger people. That's where they're going to have the problem, is when it comes to the younger people. And we have a lot of younger people dying off too. And this all goes concerning the forecast coming from the tens of thousands of doctors on this globe that have been faithful to tell us the truth concerning these experimental injections. Okay, and we have to wake up to what's going on. I'm going to get to one of the main topics. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to show you on social media platforms the posts. We have an actor, Mr. Mitchell, who was in Gladiator, and he was also in Braveheart, that was just gloating in the fact that he was a guinea pig for these experimental injections. Well, guess what, friends? I'm not going to tell you too much, but you can go ahead and ponder as to what you might think the resolve is in his particular case. And let me just say it this way. It's not good. It's not good. Before we get to that, what I want to do is I want to get over to this particular school board meeting where a doctor actually appears out of nowhere and begins to educate everybody on this board as to what's going on. This is information, again, that we all need to hear because this is coming from a doctor that is actually telling us the facts of the matter. And again, let's just go over here really quick. I want you to check this out for yourself. This is a doctor calling out the CDC, the corrupt CDC, and the school board meeting with the truth of the matter, coming from one that knows what he's talking about. Check this out.
577 West 7 North McCordsville, Indiana.
To address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem, and I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful, and we're getting our sources of information from the Anna State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science.
Did you hear that? Everything the CDC is telling the people on a global basis is contrary to the truth of the matter. This is how these people operate. Okay? Let's go on.
You should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses. They are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the Secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they've done.
Ignoring the hey, folks,
that is
you're
why
hearing from all these governors and mayors, the science is there, the science is there, the science is there. This doctor is calling out the CDC for ignoring the science, of course, because it doesn't fit their narrative. Let's go on.
Is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement. That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals.
Wow!
On coronaviruses after the SARS.
Did you hear that, friends?
And done in respiratory syncytial virus.
Pretty crazy.
Where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual, done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus, which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection.
That's right. Worse than it would with native infection. We all have heard of the Delta variant, right? We all heard of the Delta variant, right? We all know what that is. That is, for a better way of saying it, Matthew 7:16, the fruit of... Let's just judge the fruit of these said vaccinations as they call them, not as we call them, because it's not a vaccination. The Delta variant, what is it? It's the fruit of the vaccinations. Notice how they told everybody if you get vaccinated, you get a key to the city. Now what's happening, friends? No. No, you got to put a mask back on. You need another booster now. See, they want to get you on this dependency concerning the pharmaceuticals so they can continuously drain your wallets. On top of that, many lives are being lost, and there's over 400 adverse side effects, and one of them happens to be the Delta variant. Okay, so they created the problem. Now the Delta variant is the one that we need to watch out for because they lost the coronavirus narrative. Now we're worried about this one. Well, the fact of the matter is that's the fruit of the first vaccination. Are people paying attention? I hope so. Let's keep going on here with this doctor at the school board meeting.
And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with 6 Extra, there will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated.
That's right. Pay attention, friends.
Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down the symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was from the vaccinated individual.
That's right.
No folks. Vaccine prevents.
Do you see what's happening? They're convincing people to take the remedy when, in fact, it's not the remedy. It's the problem. This is the history of dictatorships, friends. This is what I'm going to keep throwing out there. You know what I just love about being here in this position? Is no matter what people say about this ministry, it always comes back to, we told you so. And we told you so because we love God enough and we love you enough to warn you. And isn't it interesting that Scripture is given to warn men? The Word of God is given to warn men on so many different levels. Psalm 19:11. Read them when you get a moment. Let's keep going on here for the sake of time concerning this doctor calling out the CDC at a school board.
You from getting infection. You get infected, you shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing. Because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this with this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but it suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest.
Yep.
By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital.
Yep.
And we already have studies that show that if you achieve a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level greater than 55, your risk of COVID-19 death
will drop down
to one quarter of the population.
Facts are stubborn things, friends.
And there are active treatment trials included on that flash drive, but this show the same is true. So if you're going to discriminate based upon vaccine, you should also discriminate based upon 25 hydroxy vitamin D level, zinc taste test response, and probably previous infections, since there are also studies on that flash drive that show that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer two to four times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated. Therefore, the policies that you are basing on are totally counterfactual. I don't blame this board for that, because I know you aren't scientists and you thought it was reasonable to listen to the CDC, NIH, and the Indiana State Board of Health. But I would encourage that instead you listen to the people out here in this audience and read what's on that data drive. And if anybody here in this board has any questions about anything on that, I will happily come back and sit with you individually if you would like to explain the science behind this.
Amen. And that's exactly what we need more of, friends, is doctors being heard across the boards. And the fact of the matter is you can conceal this information only for so long, and I'm here to tell you, friends, that people are becoming aware of what's going on and how they are now under attack by the CDC, the NIH, and their federal government and their state and local governments as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to news that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying that President Biden is proud of the women for coming forward and that the governor's resignation is the outcome the president wanted.
Our view is that this is a story about these courageous women who came forward, told their stories, shared their stories, and an investigation overseen by the Attorney General that, of course, concluded today in an outcome that the president called for just last week.
The Senate approving a sweeping infrastructure bill on Tuesday, the measure easily passing on a vote of 69 to 30. The bipartisan measure covers roughly $1 trillion in spending on infrastructure upgrades, including highways, bridges, and public transportation. USA Radio News. An arrest is made in Chicago after a police officer was killed over the weekend.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 184,346 new cases of COVID-19 and 492 deaths on Monday. USA Radio News.
Dent constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. If you want to call in, please do. I want to make one point following up and reaffirming what this doctor is telling the school board concerning his expose of the crimes of the CDC, giving you information opposite as to what the science in fact truly is. The CDC director admits her claim that unvaccinated accounted for over 99% of hospital COVID deaths was a lie. Of course it was. We see through the propaganda, friends. And it's absolutely amazing to me, again, and I've said this a million times, but I know that there's a lot of new people listening. 94% of you don't believe the media. Yet when the media says something, you just go right along with it. Especially when you see a little rat henchman like an Anthony Fauci. Folks, this guy has made billions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. And the way that he does it is he creates crisis after crisis. And by the way, they have failed over and over and over again up until the last 15 months. Just think about that. So you go ahead and laugh at Tony all you want to. The fact of the matter is he's laughing at you and your ignorance. Make yourself sheep, friends. And the wolves will devour. If you want to call him a sheep, a wolf, oh my goodness. I mean, I'd be embarrassed believing what this criminal has to say, or Bill Gates, or the CDC, who's been exposed over and over and over again for their crimes. The same thing with the NIH, same thing with the WHO. They're not even doctors, some of them, and yet you're listening to them. Oh my goodness, how do you help a people like that? I don't know what you can. We have William calling from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm listening to your show.
And you're going to have to shut your radio off in the background, ma'am.
Good, sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, I've listened to your show, and your show is really great. I mean, I don't understand why these people are dying off, but your show is really, really great.
Cool. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Totally. I'm glad that the truth is setting men free. John 8:32. That is the purpose of the show. That is what we are doing here. We got Joshua calling in from New York. What say you, Joshua?
One thing is that there's a $500 trillion lawsuit that's being established by the website is the Friends of the Real Constitution, I think it's called.
Okay.
The original Constitution. Friends of the Original Constitution are doing a $500 trillion lawsuit against the federal government and 140 other monopolies, including the Rockefeller Foundation, Clinton Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. And then also, Mike Lindell's doing a symposium, and he's attacking the mainstream media, and he's wanting everyone to know about it. So it's a symposium, a cyber symposium for the next 3 days. It's on OAN, One American News. You can find it there. And they're one of the only news agencies that are actually decent. And on top of that, just so you know, I think you might like it. Beginning of this year, real quick, I started doing the Bible. I started reading the Bible, 7 chapters. Every night to online people. So I wind up getting like dozens of people. And I get a lot of people that wind up talking crap, and then I get other people that are actually into the Bible, and they actually know stuff and that. So it's pretty cool. But you might like that.
Good job, my friend. I appreciate it, Joshua. Thank you for the call. 2 Timothy 2:15, study yourself and show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We're supposed to know the word of God. John 7:17 is the first prerequisite for the Christians. You must know concerning my doctrine. Of course. That comes right after denying yourself and taking up your cross and following the Christ. Praise God. Good job. Wanted to go back to the story, friends. Father, this is brand new. August 10th, it's August 10th, right? Just showing you more information that the mainstream media is hiding from you, friends. Health Impact News just highlighted the fact that father and military veteran dies after mandatory COVID shot as children continue to lose parents to COVID-19 shots. Can I just ask everybody one question? When you hear that they're mandatory, who's mandating that you get a shot? And if they are, can you tell me the law that they are referencing when they mandate these shots? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to show me the law that the government's using to mandate these shots. By the way, they have not been approved by the FDA. And yes, in fact, they are called experimental injections. Somebody give me a call right now and tell me what law it is that they are enforcing against the people to take these shots. And then after you figure this out, go to Hosea 4:6 and understand clearly as to why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because there is no law. There is no law, friends. Everybody's asking me all day long, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, the only thing I can tell you to do is what I'm doing. Obey God. Obey the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Folks, you can always tell a stick when it's crooked by laying a straight one next to it. And when we use the word of God in the U.S. Constitution against what's going on right now, I can tell you where the deviations are found. And they are not found in the word of God or the U.S. Constitution. They're found in those that are a part of this criminal conspiracy to try to convince you with the use of oppression, fear, corrupt politicians, and the mainstream media that nobody believes in to get you to submit to their every whim with the use of fear. Okay? It's just that simple. Ah, my goodness, I could just scream. Say no! The burden of proof is on them, Americans, not on you. And guess what they've never produced one time? The law. They've never one time produced the law. Outside of the fact that they said, well, you know, an executive order. Wait a second. Can you show me an executive order that's applicable in the United States of America that is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution? No, but I can give you history and founder after founder, quote after quote, from judges, from presidents. The list goes on concerning if it's in contrast or runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, that it's null and void. Folks are being destroyed because they don't take the time to know for themselves as to what the law states. Remember, your rights come from God. When you read the Declaration of Independence, those that serve we the people derive their just powers from we the people, right? The governed. Not they, the government, or they, special interest groups. But we can see what's going on in federal government. We can see what's going on in state governments today. They're not deriving their powers from the confines of the U.S. Constitution. They're working on the behalf of special interest groups in warring against the very people that they're supposed to serve by magnifying the law against crime, condemning the wicked, and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And again, the list goes on and the list goes on, but for the sake of time, I've got to get over to this. I want to stick to the topic here, friends. They're not dying from natural causes. I want you to see this. If you're on a social media platform, if not, I will narrate. Fox News, you know, the best you have, you better think again. They're a part of the problem, friends, especially through omission. Especially with what they don't say. That those are the things that should bother you about Fox News. Okay, they never make reference to the law that condemns the crime. They're there to fuel the narrative, to empower the establishment, again, that everybody says they're sick and tired of. Let me get to this. Mike Mitchell, actor from Gladiator and a bodybuilder, died at 65 years old. Fox News told us Mike Mitchell, an actor and bodybuilder who starred in Gladiator and Braveheart, has died. He was 65 years old. A rep for Mitchell told TMZ he died on Friday while on a boat in Turkey. His family said his death was due to natural causes, but did not provide any additional details. Isn't it interesting, all of these people dying today? And if you look as to how they died, they say it's undisclosed. They say they don't know the reason for the cause of death. I don't remember ever seeing that, friends. There's always a reason for death. And people want to know as to how did they die, right? Well, guess what, friends? We did a little homework, as we always do. And I did this morning. It's called The Propagandist Wants You to Believe That the People Are Dying from Natural Causes. Well, I'm here to tell you, the majority of the cases of the people that you're hearing die today, they're not dying from natural causes. They're dying from the experimental injections. And see, this is the problem they're going to have, because we're beginning to hear from circles all around us that these people all around us are beginning to die from taking these experimental injections, just like Dr. Tenpenny forecasted, just like doctors all across the globe predicted this was going to happen. They said within 3 to 6 months to a year, you're going to start seeing people fall off, and you're going to find out that they have taken the experimental jabs. Well, guess what? They were right. And this is just the beginning of it. How are the propagandists going to conceal that? They're not going to be able to. Let's get to this. The COVID blog just reported Michael Mitchell, 65 years old, Braveheart actor, received both Sinovac injections, then his third Pfizer booster shot. And guess what, friends? He just happened to die 6 days later. Now, wait a second. Fox News just told us that he died from natural causes. Wow, natural causes, right here, natural causes, okay? But didn't provide any additional details. Isn't that interesting how they just suppress and conceal this information from the people? Well, here, I'm here to expose it, Luke 12:2. I'm going to get right back to this, and I'm going to show you his posts. I'm going to show you how he was gloating in being a guinea pig for these experimental, well, as they call them, injections. And you go ahead and decide, did he die from natural causes? Come on, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. One segment, the fastest hour on national radio, 1-866-582-9933. Really quick, because I see chatter going on top chat platforms right now. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns after sexual harassment. Notice how they're allegations. Folks, if it's anybody else, isn't it interesting how they're guilty until proven innocent? Nope, they're just showing you, friends, that they're all in alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18, that there is a conspiracy taking place. Jeremiah 11, 9. And what are they doing? They're doing their best to protect their own, at least until Judgment Day. Hebrews 9, 27. Hey, folks, the Bible is clear when it says that no man is able to save his soul alive. Everybody's going to bend the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, period. Like it or not, it matters not. I'd advise you all, good, bad, and the rest of you, friends, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. That is the message of Jesus Christ. It always has been. Okay, man changed it. He did not. We're just bringing it back by the Spirit that the Holy Ghost brings. So we're told that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns. Can you imagine this, friends? Can you imagine any one of you being basically being accused of a crime? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not 10, not 11. And by the way, these are the ones that are coming forward. Okay? And that's all he has to do is resign. What do you think the next guy that comes into Cuomo's place, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to do whatever he wants, just like Cuomo did. And why is that? Because they already know that the American people are soft judges. And keep in mind, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And that's exactly what you're producing by allowing him to merely resign. That's a slap on the hand, friends. You're encouraging the next guy to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. And guess what? That's exactly what they do when they get there. So let's come to scriptural terms. If you want righteousness and peace within the gate, then you better drop judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment as well. Let's get back to our main topic. They are not dying from natural causes, though they want you to believe that they're dying from natural causes. I want you to see this as I go about concerning his website. This is Michael Mitchell, the actor from Gladiator and Braveheart, who allegedly died, according to Fox News, who allegedly died from natural causes. Now, I'm going to give you some information, and you go ahead and decide as to how he died, okay? This coming out of Turkey, a 65-year-old actor, bodybuilder, and former Mr. Universe is dead after proudly admitting that he is a voluntary guinea pig. Okay? This is what he said right there. Right there. Mr. Mitchell received his first experimental Sinovac, CoronaVac, inactivated virus injection on February 22nd, according to his Facebook page. CoronaVac is used pretty much everywhere, including Mexico and the Philippines, except the United States, Russia, and Western Europe. He received the second injection on May 20th. He reported no apparent adverse side effects, but Mr. Mitchell and a friend immediately wondered if the China-made CoronaVac injections would suffice for international travel. On February 22nd, Michael Mitchell posted on his account, "First vaccine done, absolutely zero side effects. Looking forward to the second one." Can you make this up? Michael Mitchell, March 20th, second vaccination done, zero after effect as yet, vaccine certificate issued. Wow. And he's in Braveheart. What did William Wallace do? He stood up against the corrupt king. What did the gladiator do, friends? Oh, my goodness. He had to stand up against the corrupt king. Romans 12:20 precedes Romans 13, which you have been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, concerning the biblical illiteracy of the modern version of Romans 13. That's all you have to do is check out Romans 12:21, and you'll understand Romans 13. And the fact of the matter is you can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord commands his children to disobey his commandments in adherence to that of a tyrant. Just the opposite. But can you make this up? Virtue signaling commences. Note that Mr. Mitchell's entire Facebook page was scrubbed of all posts. We got them. Sometime this past weekend, only one post remains, his wedding announcement from 2013, but the virtue signaling was very strong after the second injection, he said. Mr. Mitchell posted an image of Charlie Brown on March 31st that said, "Good grief! Just wear the mask." Well, I wonder if he was one of the 94% that said he didn't believe the media. Probably. Going on. He wrote on April 22nd that COVID cases were up in Turkey because of dimwits that don't wear their masks and social distances. No, that's not the dimwit is the one putting a mask on his face that the manufacturer says does not prevent disease. See, folks, these are the guys that are drinking in the Kool-Aid, and their lives are being lost in the process of doing that. Michael Mitchell, April 22nd. Oh, no, Turkey. COVID cases have gone crazy. Who told you that? The media that you don't believe. There's no truth in these people, friends. And what did he blame? And who did he blame? Due to dimwits that don't wear masks and social distance, we are going back into complete lockdown as of 7 p.m. tonight. This is what he said. He posted the proverbial fully vaccinated banner on his profile photo on May 2nd. His May 5th update responded to people telling him that he should not have received the experimental injection. Mr. Mitchell posted disinformation saying that only 0.005% of all recipients of experimental injections suffered adverse side effects. May 2nd, fully vaccinated. Going on. Why do people keep trying to ram it down my throat that I shouldn't take the vaccine? Just saying. Then he posted misinformation coming from the useful idiots at the LA Times. Mr. Mitchell appeared to celebrate what he considered good news on June 2nd that the World Health Organization, he's not a doctor, and he has ties to tied organizations, just for the record. But he referenced the World Health Organization apparently approved Sinovac as a legitimate vaccine after he took it, by the way. This is posted June 2nd, approved by WHO, wink, wink. The Sinovac approval was not enough to satisfy Mr. Mitchell. He announced on July 16th that he received a third jab, the experimental Pfizer mRNA injection. He also admitted being a guinea pig for the pharmaceutical companies. What a fool. What a fool. Michael Mitchell, July 16th. Well, that's my third jab today. Proud to be a part of this experiment to save lives. 5 days later, he posted a lengthy update trying to justify his own behaviors and actions. He had been wearing masks since last year to be considerate to others for common good. Mr. Mitchell said, among other things, that wearing a mask isn't a sign of weakness, but instead showing that he is a caring and responsible person. Several of his friends agreed and commented accordingly. And then the final sentence in the July 21st post reads, P.S. I've had three vaccinations of different brands, so we may learn more about a way forward, which, by the way, is what? The slogan for the communist, forward. Mr. Mitchell died the next day, Friday, July 2nd, or 22nd, in a marina cabin near his houseboat. The marina manager checked out on the actor, and after he's inside the cabin for an unusually long time, Mr. Mitchell was found unresponsive, lying on the floor. Okay. Media reports said that it was natural causes. Others are saying heart attack. Mr. Mitchell was best known for his acting roles in the films Gladiator, Braveheart, and City of Hell. He also won several bodybuilding competitions. Okay? Remember, Fox News told us that he died of natural causes. Hey, folks, is that how he died? We need to begin to pull the curtain back, because this is information they are no longer going to be able to conceal. And I suspect enough people are going to die across the country, which they are doing right now. And am I happy about that? Absolutely not. The Word of God tells us in the book of Timothy that the Lord desires that all men come to the knowledge of the truth, that they might be saved. And the Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But you know what? The people that are in hell, those aren't the people that the Lord ignored. It's the people that ignored the Lord and his warnings. And just think, if they would have took heed to the Word of God, they'd be alive today. And it may, in fact, ended up in their salvation, that they might end up in heaven tomorrow. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to take the curtain, pull it back, and understand that these are actors. These are clowns in the circus of politics. They've sold you out the same way that Judas sold out Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And at the end of the day, friends, it didn't turn out good for Judas. I say this, if you love the Lord enough, and you love the people in this country enough, That is the natural offspring, friends. When you're born of the Spirit of God, Romans 5:5, you're going to go out there, follow Christ, Matthew 4:19, and you are going to become a fisher of men. If you have a love for God, you're going to have a love for mankind, and in the aftermath of that is loving our country. And the fact of the matter is, friends, coming back to the point that I want to make, we need to go by the order that God has established to preserve this constitutional republic that we have today, Article 4, Section 4. And the way to do that is to enforce the law, which we are, we the people are the government in this country under God, against those that are continuously perpetrating this criminal conspiracy on a global basis. Enough is enough. Enough people have died, friends. Let's wake up. And one more point. Keep in mind, the people that are trying to tell you that it's about your safety are the same people that have illegally sanctioned the murder of 60 million babies.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.